This is GIS News. Coming up, bids received for divestment of Caymanas Track Limited, $5 million allocated for cleanup of sargassum seaweed, and Senate continues debate on Caribbean Court of Justice CCJ bills. The news in detail after this message.
Calling all government pensioners, the Accountant General's Department invites you to its Pensioners Information Forum. Come learn more about the AGD's modernization program and other services. Our second stop will be at the Manchester Parish Church, Mandeville, on October 30, starting at 10 a.m. Representatives from the NHF, SAGICOR, and other financial institutions will also be on hand to share useful information on pension health benefits and so much more. That's a Pensioners Information Forum hosted by the Accountant General's Department, Manchester Parish Church, Mandeville, Friday, October 30, starting at 10 a.m. See you there.
Now the news. The Development Bank of Jamaica, DBJ, has received bids from two entities interested in acquiring the state-run horse racing promotions company, Caymanas Track Limited, CTL. The bids were received from Caymanas Racing and Entertainment Limited and Supreme Ventures Limited. The CTL privatization opportunity was advertised by the DBJ from May 12 this year, and the bid submission deadline was extended twice from July 10 to August 28 and subsequently to September 18 to accommodate due diligence of prospective investors. The DBJ and the Caymanas Track Limited Enterprise Team CTLET have begun evaluating the bids, with a preferred bidder expected to be identified and recommended to the Ministry of Finance and Planning and Cabinet by November. CTL is Jamaica's sole horse racing promotions company, which operates the Caymanas Park track in Portmore, St. Catherine. The government has allocated an initial sum of $5 million for cleanup and removal of the sargassum seaweed currently affecting beaches and coastlines across the island. Director of Environmental Management at the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, Anthony McKenzie, says this is a startup amount to be used for urgent public cases.
There is a pocket of fund, a small amount, that is available if there's need for an emergency cleanup at a particular location. For now, we have $5 million.
Mr. McKenzie says cleanup activities have begun in Port Maria, St. Mary, along public beaches, adding that operators of beachfront properties should conduct their own cleanup activities as part of normal operations. The debate on the Caribbean Court of Justice CCJ bills is expected to continue in the Senate tomorrow, Friday, October 23. Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding says the objective of Jamaica's full participation in the CCJ is to ensure access to justice for all citizens.
The rights of our people are protected by access to justice, which means access to our courts. For centuries, the vast majority of our people have been denied the right to appeal their cases to Jamaica's final court, because our final court is a colonial institution which sits in London. But for the vast majority of Jamaicans, if they lose their appeal in the Jamaican Court of Appeal, that is the end of their recourse to the law for the protection of their rights.
The bills being debated are the Constitution Amendment Caribbean Court of Justice Act 2015, the Judicature Appellate Jurisdiction Act 2015, and the Caribbean Court of Justice Act 2015. The three pieces of legislation seek to amend the Constitution to install the CCJ as Jamaica's final appellate court, replacing the United Kingdom-based Privy Council. Meanwhile, Minister of Justice Senator Mark Golding says the setting up of a final court in Jamaica would cost the country some $100 million, noting that fiscal constraints will not allow that kind of expenditure at this time.
This is a pipe dream that simply cannot happen in an era when we are making the required fiscal sacrifices to bring our bloated public debt down to sustainable levels.
Senator Golding was responding to calls for Jamaica to set up its own appellate court as he opened debate on the three bills, which seek to de-link Jamaica from the Judicial Committee of the UK Privy Council and to participate in the Caribbean Court of Justice CCJ in its appellate jurisdiction. He points out that the CCJ is adequately funded, adding that if Jamaica has a final court without the necessary infrastructure, it will not enjoy confidence in crucial spheres. The bills, which were passed in the House of Representatives earlier this year, are the Constitution Amendment Caribbean Court of Justice Act 2015, the Judicature Appellate Jurisdiction Act 2015, and the Caribbean Court of Justice Act 2015. That was the GIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.